This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Greetings and blessings from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am Reverend Eugene Stevenson, pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church in Alexandria, Louisiana, and New Beulah Baptist Church in Boise, Louisiana. The Word of God, Mark 16:15-16 says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned." Listen to a gospel message already in progress.
That is in the word. I can't sing like that choir.
They can sing. They can sing. And Sister Gloria can play that piano sound. Amen. They are anointed. I remember 3 years ago when I first come to this church and submitted a resume, I said, that church is anointed.
Hallelujah.
I've been in this ministry long enough to know when the anointing is somewhere. It's not a dry place here. Never have. It was 3 years I've been here. Every Sunday, the Holy Ghost stopped by here. And I thought I'm going to this church. But I know about 708 University.
Yeah.
8 years anointed. From the back to the front. Thank God for Pastor Kenny. Came by. And I'm going to do this before I get through preaching. This is to. I'm going to do this before we start in the words. It said, this servant of baptism that Brother Matt Collins on the 31st day of May 2017 at New Jerusalem Baptist Church, 708 University Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, zip code 71301, Reverend Eugene Stevenson Pastor, was baptized and was added to the role of the New Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church. Let's give him a hand clap of first. Amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
You got to be real with God. Brother Matt, I know he's real with God. I don't have to tell nobody that. I pick it up in my spirit.
Yeah.
There's a word in the gospel according to Mark, chapter number 5. You have to say amen and stand for the reading. A familiar passage of scripture. Mark Gospel chapter 5. If you want to hear this, we have on if the Lord's will is sadly at 9 a.m. We're now on 88.1. Amen. Mark chapter 5 and verse 25. A familiar passage. It says, Pastor Tenney, a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years. 26 years, and suffered many things from many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind her and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. 29 said, and straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. 30 said, Jesus immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? 31 said, the disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and says, thou who touched me. And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. 33 says, but the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. 34 and last, and he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole. Lord, that way you may be seen. Press my way. Tell yourself that. I'm going to press my way. All of us in here are trying to press our way. I believe we are. Because if we wouldn't, we wouldn't be in this place here. I know I wouldn't. Press my way. Sometimes when you're trying to do something constructive, the devil always has some kind of way to try to stop you from doing what you're supposed to do or what you want to do for the Lord. Satan always comes behind good. Can I get a witness? And people always going to be talking
Come on now.
Negative of you. Because you done changed from that old way to a new way. I know I'm telling the truth because I'm trying every day to do what's right. I ain't say I am, I say trying to do it what's right. Every day. And I find myself every now and again somebody talking about me and lying on me and all that. But I learned to discover that that's part of the ball game.
That's right, that's it.
If you ain't been lied on, if you ain't been talked about, if you ain't been falsely accused, there's something wrong with you. No, ain't nothing wrong with you. You and Satan going the same way. But to me, you say I'm a Christian. And I'm trying to get baptized. I'm trying to go to Bible study. I'm trying to do something. I'm going to give somebody some money. Here comes Satan.
I know I got some witnesses in here.
Yes, sir.
The Bible says in Romans 8:31, Brother Mac, if God is for you, who can be against you? I told some preachers that yesterday. Yes, God allows things to happen. Yes. But God will see you through. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what you got. I don't care what you're doing. I don't care what the devil is coming at you. Sooner or later, God will see you through.
He'll see you through, though.
Yes, he will.
And see, God don't use nobody that ain't ever been through nothing.
All right, you say that.
Everybody that dot every I and cross every T, you already got. But he uses people, Pastor Tenet, that's the smoke crack. That's the lie. That's the Benny Gill. That's the done some things that, you know, the real people.
Don't. I know I got some of these.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Look in the text for a moment. The text says, a certain woman, Mary, had an issue of blood. That's a long time. And then under the Levitical law, she could not go inside of the church. Because on certain days, the Bible said that they wasn't clean. But I thank God for grace and mercy. How many know about grace and mercy? See, grace and mercy woke us up this morning. Like today, just like you see, Stephen just got through saying about grace and mercy.
Yeah,
woke all of us up this morning. You didn't wake up on your own. You ain't all that. You ain't all that thing. You all pretty and all that. Let that devil get on your behind. And you'll see that you ain't all that. You need somebody to go down on their knees and to pray for your behind. Ain't all that.
Ain't all that.
The only man I know with all that is something his name is Jesus. Walk the walk.
Yeah,
at 4 o'clock in the morning. Spit and made a fine man go to sleep. Made a donkey talk. Took the heat out of the fire.
Watch out,
that man something else, ain't
it?
And here we want to sit up there like we all that. You ain't all that.
Yeah, all that,
God. Let's easy here, come on.
Come on, watch out now.
What that song? Choke and pan. Make me wanna. I tell you, Peter Gray, I think I better let it go. You gonna forget all about it.
Yeah.
Every now and then I listen at a little titty every now and then. My wife would say, don't feed the spirit with that. I'm flesh. Just like you flesh. Hey, all that. You ain't all that
either.
And don't let you sweat come on. Keep sweat, that's you. And jail of hurt. In the text, that's 10. The Bible said that. Now notice something in this text. Jesus, with his love and compassion, he is doing some miraculous things. Can I get away? If you look up in the, let's go over to the fourth chapter. Right about that 35th verse. See, when you're down to nothing, God is up to something.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to say it again. When you're down to nothing, God is up to something. Can I get a witness? You see, Jesus had told me in St. Mark 4 and 35 and 36. He said, let us pass over.
Yes.
And then what the Bible say?
Mm-hmm.
To the other side.
Yes.
But he knew that, Sister Diane, a storm was going to happen.
Yeah.
Don't nothing come before God's death without him knowing about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Amen.
And the Bible said that he was trying to get somewhere.
Yeah.
But in the process, like you, when you are trying to press your way, there will be some obstacles in your way every now and then. Yes, it is. There will be some plagues, Brother Matt. And let me tell you something. Sometimes God allows things to happen to get your attention so you can trust him for just a little bit more. It's just only for a moment. And he said, let us pass over to the other side.
Uh-huh.
And there was a storm begin to happen. And that was what the Bible said? Now, Matthew writing is a little different in the 14th chapter, if you want to look at Matthew 14, right about that 22nd verse. The Bible said that Peter and them saw him at 4 o'clock in the morning walking. That's how Matthew describes it. But Mark describes it a little different. Mark said that there was a storm began to rise. And when the storm began to rise, Pastor Tenney, the Bible says Jesus was in the hinder part of the ship asleep. Can I get away?
Yeah,
and here come the more disciples. I would have been scared too. I wouldn't have got out there in first because I can't swim. You know. But anyway, the Bible said that the water began, Sister Gloria, to come up in the ship. And the Bible said that when the water began to come up in the ship, this is the fourth chapter now of Mark 36 through 42. And the Bible said that when it came up, the Bible said that they began to ask and wake up Jesus and say, Master, do you care about us? Jesus said, peace. See, a lot of us in here are sitting in the house of God today, but I ain't got no peace. You got plenty of money. You're going to the casinos. You're going everywhere you think you're big and bad, but you ain't got no peace. See, when you got peace is when you don't have no money. When your bills are due. Like sister over at Zion say, bills are due, but I'm leaning. That's what I'm doing this morning. I'm leaning.
Leaning on Jesus.
I don't know about you, but I'm leaning because in my direction, it looks like he's going to come, but I got to have a little faith. Because I know that if I have a little faith as a grain of mustard seed, did not Jesus say in Mark 11:22, have faith in God? For verily, verily, I say unto you that whatsoever you say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. And shall, did he say that?
Yes.
I think it's written in your Bible. It's in there. If you ain't tore it out, it's in there. I know it's in there. It's read too. So begin to look. Now, as we're coming on, they begin to say, what manner of man is this? That even the winds and the waves obey, Pastor Tenney. But then, I like Sister Stevenson, chapter 5 and verse 1. The Bible said when they got to the land of Gennesaret, the Bible said that there was a boy crazy as a lunatic. Some of us, you know, you meet up on some crazy folks. You ain't meet up on no crazy folks today? You just keep living.
Yes, sir.
Big as my belly is, I'm talking about, hey, sugar.
Yeah.
Let me leave that alone. I'm not going to get on there.
Watch out, Doc.
Big as I am and black as I am, my mind is turning tricks on me. Oh, boy, I don't hear a rat. Can't hear it. Ooh, it's quiet in here now. That's what it was Jesus. When Jesus was walking, he got quiet. Because John 8:32 say, you should know the truth.
And the truth.
And the truth. See, when you tell a person the truth, they get mad.
They get mad.
No.
Oh, yeah, they don't like the truth, though.
I don't care if they get mad at me.
They get quiet.
I don't care. Because I'm trying to make heaven my home. It's, look, it was so hot out there yesterday. I told Bob, I said, ooh, boy. I don't want to go to hell. That's too long to step in there. I'm black.
Yeah.
Fat?
Yeah.
Big belly?
Yeah.
I'm just
too much hell.
But back to the text. The text said that that boy began, Mac Chuck, beseech Jesus. He was full of demons. For some kind of way, he couldn't live with his own family. He couldn't live with his brothers and sisters. And if he had a wife, she told him go on about his business. Some kind of way, the devil hadn't got into this young man. And he's living in a graveyard. I know a lot of people like that today.
Yeah.
You know, on Bow Street, you see everything.
Everything.
You don't miss. Don't act like you're so holy and down, you don't know what I'm talking about. I see everything. Ugly, fat, skinny, fine, everything come out there. Yes, Father. But I never condemn nobody. Because who am I to condemn? I could be in the same shape he or she in. You could be like that yourself. You know what mama say? You could be up today. Don't think you all that. I'm going back to that. Treat people like you want to be treated. Love people like you want to be loved. If you can't love them, lift them up anyway. Even though you see a dilemma in them or whatever it is, love them anyway.
Love
because
them.
Christ loved you first.
Yeah, that's right.
Didn't he?
Yes, he did.
He saved us, didn't he? I know he saved me. And I'm so glad that I found that man named Jesus. My mama used to always say that man. I said, mama, you ain't got no man. What you talking about? She said, boy, shut up your mouth. Go sit down somewhere before you get some of this back on you.
We'll get some of that what on?
That back on. You know about that. Yeah. Two of them. Some of them cheering today need to get some spit on their behind. Maybe to make them act right. Wearing their pants all down, all those crazy stuff. Telling your mama what to do. Who is you? Man, we used to go to TJ and why my mama say, you better not even look. Boy, we be great team. We be lined up.
Oh, yeah.
Black soldiers. Yeah. Lined out black.
Yeah.
They call me black from the family anyway. And y'all remember about fair?
Who fair? Yeah.
Man, we be lined up like soldiers. It'd be 12 of them. And boy, I'd be scared of them. And then Sam said, look, if we going in this store, we ain't gonna buy nothing.
Man.
But you better not look like you here.
And not touch it.
Better not even touch it. She said, Margaret, I'm gonna beat that black one anyway, because he speak anyway. No. But it made me a better person. That's why I can say today. It made me appreciate. Hallelujah. We used to eat couscous so much. I said, I don't want no more of that, mama. She said, well, that's all you're going to get then. Unless you're going to eat some sweet water and bread. These children here want fried chicken, baked chicken, steaks, and everything else. Man, y'all play.
Southern classic,
everything else. We had one meal, and that was it. And Bella had it, and don't let the preacher come by first. Lord, have mercy. Back to the text, man. Text says that this woman here had been living terrible for 12 years of suffering. And somebody's in here that's suffering this moment. You ain't told nobody. Because if you tell somebody to be all over town, it ain't gonna be like you say it. But you want to keep it to yourself. And don't forget now, you look at that 25th verse we read, but look at Jairus in the 22nd chapter. Now Jairus was a man that was a ruler of a synagogue. In other words, he lit this incense in the church and all this kind of stuff. His child had a demon in him. So Jesus is dealing with 2-3 things at one time. Now we can't do that. The first thing we're gonna say, look, let me take care of this first, and I get, you know. But Jesus ain't like us. This woman said she had been sick for 12 long years.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Bible said that she went from doctor to doctor. Let me tell you something. Doctors just like you.
Yes, sir.
But I know a doctor that never lost in a sick room. Mac, I know I'm trying to tell you. You put God in it and God will work it out. But when he bring you out, you tell somebody that the goodness of the Lord came up on me. I don't care if it's wife, brother, sister. If God for you, who can be against you? And you go up in there with hope.
That's right.
You got to speak the word of the Holy Word. Say, with his stripes, I'm healed.
That's right.
In the name of Jesus, I'm healed. I believe I'm healed anyway. It don't look like I'm healed, but I believe I'm healed anyway. They gonna look at you crazy. They look at me crazy. Y'all look at me crazy. I am crazy. I'm crazy for Jesus. Now, I was crazy for the devil. Nigga, I'm crazy to live.
worrying about that kind of stuff. I'm trying to make it on into heaven. Well, I can see the pearly gates. Well, I can see my mama again. I can see my grandma and say, thank you for praying for me. Took a little time. Had you on my mind. I remember grandma used to get down on her knees.
Somebody.
Yeah. And say, Father, I stretch my hand. Look over Eugene Stevens. Out there, young, dumb, and such, 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 such. You know what they be saying, don't you? But I want to thank mama and grandma for praying for me. See, you got to have somebody that's praying for you. See, a prayer will move a mountain out the way. Prayer is what's communing with the Father. You can't touch his garment in person, no, but you can touch it when you get down on your knees. Say, Father, I need you to help me to run this race. Father, I need you to help me to hold my kids together. Don't let them get on that goat. No matter how much you train them up, the devil will always try to backdoor you and put your child on some dope. Or put your child in a situation that you don't want them to be in. But you need to talk to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm going to do just like that woman with the issue of blood. You can talk to yourself. She talked to herself in the text. Look at it. She said, if I may touch. And one thing about it, it was about 5,000 people in front of her. So she got to get through all these people to get to Jesus. But no matter what you're going through, say, Lord, I'm going to get to you no matter how high, no matter what I got to go through, no matter what is going, I'm going to get to you. I'm going to get to you.
That's right.
If you look at the text, look at the text. Text says, Jesus.
Yeah, no.
I say, Jesus.
Jesus.